In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Luke states very clearly the point of this particular parable from our Lord, the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. It's a haunting line that the Gospel ends with. When the Son of Man returns, will he find any faith? That's not necessarily a reference to the reality of how bad things are, but the reality that prayer and faith go together. Your faith life is always reflected in your prayer, and your prayer life always reflects your faith. So if you think you are a faithful Catholic, but you have no prayer life outside of the Mass, you're absolutely not a faithful Catholic. You're superficial at best. Our Lord is very clear about praying always, and he doesn't say that because he's desperate for attention. And he feels so much better when we pray to him, he who is the one true God, three persons in one substance. He doesn't need anything. He's complete and perfect in and of himself. He created humanity out of love, the universe out of love, not that he needed it. And so therefore, it is to our benefit that we pray, and in fact, pray always. Certainly you're not called to pray like a Carthusian, who spend most of their days in prayer and live in silence, except for once a week, where they are required to communicate with each other. You're called to do it in your state of life, in the laity. It's not so difficult to pray always, as many people think, because our Lord is making it very clear that it's necessary, but he never calls us to do something he himself would not do. Many people misconstrue, for example, our Lord on the cross, when he prays the psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me? So many Catholics don't pray that they think that's our Lord saying that he was abandoned by God. No, even on the cross, the Christ was praying. He was reciting the psalm. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? But the psalm ends in victory. And the victory is always Christ's. The victory is always God. So therefore you are called to pray always in that same vein. And it's not so difficult. If you don't have a prayer life, easy to begin. Pray the perfect prayer Jesus taught us three times a day. In the morning when you get up, pray the Our Father, sometime in the midday and sometime before you go to bed. It's a perfect prayer, therefore it can be the basis of a prayer life. But the more you pray, the more you'll want to pray, and the more you'll spend time in prayer. And so this is why Jesus is saying, when the Son of Man returns, will he find any faith? Because if you are a faithful Catholic, then you actually want to be in right relationship with God. And everything you do, the source of your life, the point of your life, the goal of your life, the strength of your life, is Christ himself. And therefore prayer is part of your life, integral to it. So be mindful, you can't do it on your own. All you need is a will. God will give you the strength to pray. And if you take advantage of the strength, the grace he gives you, manifold things will occur, because our Lord indicates very clearly that those who pray persistently, not one of those Catholics only prays when times are tough, but actually prays consistently when times are tough, God will give you a speedy answer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.